99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy in the morning, waking you up. Michelle Spring, she's along for the ride too, a tired, sleepy-eyed Michelle Spring after a late election night.
Is it that noticeable?
Last night. No, not at all. Not at all. but I tell you what, you would never know by the way you squashed that bug earlier over there this morning with your shoe.
My ninja skills.
It was quite entertaining.
Thanks.
So I'm sure all those folks who were listening got quite the show. But no one's more frightened than you are of anything that flies, crawls, or...
Doesn't it give you the heebie-jeebies?
Scatters around. I mean, not necessarily. If it's a bug, it's a bug.
Goo. So, I told you about how Mary was playing Mother Hen yesterday.
She was, yeah.
With all the spiders.
By the way, is your window open?
Nope, that's why I am not...
I was going to say, what is that? Well, there's something on your wall right now, too.
That's a pin.
No, I'm just kidding. There's... I made you look, though. So there you go.
Not cool.
Sorry. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hand out our next Mother's Day prize in a moment. But first, Michelle, you have headlines. Take it away.
Just over 20% of registered voters showed up for the primary ballot yesterday. The county had a big win with a 0.5% sales tax. The money generated mainly through tourism will replace the current 911 system, which has been outdated for some time. The big race of the night was the 98th District State Representative Republican nomination. As of Tuesday night, Brett Hillier has the majority vote with only 8 votes ahead of Shane Gonneau. Although 100% of the precincts have reported their results, the election results must be certified by the Board of Elections before they are official. For complete election results for Tuscarawas and the surrounding counties, go to WTUZ.com.
Thanks, Michelle. Hey, right now... it's time to hand out a prize, shall we? Pick a caller, Michelle, will ya? Don't go too high.
Oh, okay. What's my number?
You have to pick.
I have to pick? Where are they at?
Between 4 and 10.
So. Oh. 4 and 10. We'll do number 4.
Number 4 it is. If you're caller 4, you win the next Mother's Day prize, which is an Unwind Wednesday. Unwind hump day, if you will. A couple glasses of wine, some pizzas. What goes better than pizza and an alcoholic beverage? Either wine or, if you're a real strapping young lad like myself, maybe a brewski, a beer, if you will. Anyway, Unwind Wednesday. And a cheese plate as well from Schoolhouse Winery in Dover. Someone's going to win all that if you are caller number 4. I guess I should give the number, too. That would
probably help.
330-339-9399. Give us a call. Caller number 4, per Michelle's request. So you have her to blame. Say if you're like caller number 3 and you're almost the winner.
You can blame me.
Not quite. But anyway, 330-339-9399. Our next Mother's Day contest prize giveaway. Again, tomorrow is Purse Day, Thursday. We already handed out some shoes and a spa manicure from Mark's Place Salon. Those shoes, by the way, from Shoe Sensation. Michelle, say Shoe Sensation 3 times really fast.
No.
No, do it. Just please, if you can.
No, because I'll probably...
Good job. You did an excellent
job. Like, I'll probably say something that's inappropriate.
Hey, your caller 4, who's this?
Kim Burkhart.
Kim, your name sounds familiar. You win anything recently? I have a great memory.
No, I have not. It's been months.
Don't lie to me, Kim. I'm just kidding.
I would never lie to you.
I know you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't, darling. Kim, you are the latest winner. Congrats. You won yourself a nice night out at Schoolhouse Winery. A couple glasses of wine, some pizzas, a cheese plate. Once again, all from Schoolhouse Winery. Kim, are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you want to give a shout-out to your kids here for Mother's Day, which is coming up?
Yes, to Richard, Andrew, and Samantha.
Very nice. And Kim, I'm sure you're a lovely mother. I wish you nothing but the best this Sunday for Mother's Day, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
Kim, thank you. That's Kim Burkhart again, right? That's who she said?
Mm-hmm.
Kim, thank you.
Congratulations.
You were caller number 4, and you win that Unwind Wednesday prize pack. Shauna Berkey will do it again later on this afternoon at some point in time. You just have to tune in to win in whatever creative way she may be handing out that prize pack. What'd I do Monday? I did the die rolling game, right?
Yeah, you did.
It's what we took part in. Yesterday it was the text line Today, I went phone lines. And then tomorrow, well, you never know what may happen.
Never know.
Here in Z Country, you never know what is on the horizon. Hey, speaking of Unwind Wednesday, that's what we're having here today in Z Country.
Woo-hoo.
A lot of folks worked hard. Listen, we just had Election Day yesterday, right? Primaries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you heard of a lot of political ads on our station, which is great. That's what a radio station is for, to get information to the masses, right?
Right.
No matter what kind of information that it may be. But it was quite a busy time around here for maybe the past month or so. So we are all going out and treating ourselves today. It's a Z Country Unwind Wednesday as well. So we're going to have some fun. Little Mexican food.
Yummy.
Maybe some margaritas for those who get to go home at noon, like yours truly.
Woohoo!
I'm going to go home and cut grass with a little buzz later on today.
Oh, okay.
I'll be like, babe, I don't know why the lines aren't straight, but when I had a great lunch with everybody. Plus, I didn't get to celebrate on Cinco de Mayo. Did you?
I did not.
I
forget what I was doing on Cinco de Mayo. Was that on Saturday?
That was on Saturday.
I was at a baby shower on Saturday.
It was the night of the Cavs game. It was also the day where I was sulking all day because I put my Malibu in a ditch on Friday night before after I hydroplaned and careened off the road. So anyway, after all that, I've had a rough day since Friday till about now, and I need an Unwind Wednesday myself.
We will wash away all your worries today.
So it's going down.
It's going down.
Should we tell people the location? They want to come hang out?
Sure, why not?
We're going to be at Tulacky Packy later on, folks. So if you want to come see the Z Country's finest, we will all be there. You're going to be there, right?
I will be there.
All right. That's really all you need to know. All the others really doesn't matter. As long as myself and Michelle will be there, then the party is on. And
party
on
up.
It will be. Anyway, Babbling Brook is right around the corner. Apparently, I'm going to teach a math class coming up soon, too.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes. Don't really know what's going to go on there, but
isn't that why you got into radio? Because you didn't want to do mathematics?
That's right. Yeah. Now here I am stuck doing mathematics and molding the young minds of America.
That's frightening.
Over the interwebs, all via web camera, if you are familiar with that. Anyway, like I said, Brooke around the corner, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Russell Dickerson. Hey, Babbling Brooke joining me.
Hey.
What is up, Brooke? Happy hump day.
Thanks.
You too. It's an Unwind Wednesday for all of us.
It
here.
Sure is.
How fitting is that?
It's awesome.
That
yes. Perfect fit.
Oh, but anyway, yesterday was Election Day. It's over.
Yes.
Shout out to the gals, too.
Yeah, good job, girls.
Yeah, Shauna.
Coverage.
Michelle and Mary Ellis.
Yes.
Holding it down last night. I was listening / harassing them throughout the evening.
Were you texting them?
I was bothering them, yes. I most certainly was.
Trying to make a mess up or what?
No, I was just wanting to know how it was going. And I wanted to request some songs, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I never did hear my song, so.
Aw.
But anyway.
Poor Eric.
Babbling Brooke, you have Z News?
I do.
Hit us up with that.
All right, sure. In this day in history, back in 1960, the FDA approves the world's first commercially produced birth control pill.
The pill.
Yes.
If you will.
Which was great.
I didn't know it was that well. All right.
It is
great. Thanks for that. But I didn't know it was that old. So it was the 60s.
60s.
Is when they introduced that. Okay.
Yeah. In 1970, Lynyrd Skynyrd first performed Free Bird in public at the grand opening of the Jacksonville Art Museum in
Florida. Play Free Bird! Free Bird!
1994, South Africa's newly elected parliament chose Nelson Mandela to be the country's first black president.
Yeah, that was after he was imprisoned, right?
I have no idea. You know, I'm not the one to be asking those kind of questions.
I'm not a mathematician, but I am a historian.
There you go. And then in the same year, Willie Nelson was arrested on a misdemeanor drug charge after police in Texas found the butt of a joint in the ashtray of his Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, Willie. Leave it up to Willie.
How many times do you think he has gotten in
What'd you
in
call
trouble?
It? The butt of what? What was it? What did it say in the story?
A joint.
Oh, okay.
Butt of a joint.
call that a roach.
Okay, well, whatever. Same thing.
All right.
And then 1 year ago, President Donald Trump abruptly fired FBI Director James Comey.
Call me my homie.
Holidays for today. It's Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Listen.
That happens to me all the time.
No, listen. It's a fact. Dryers eat.
They do.
Socks.
They really do.
Okay.
Yes.
I just went to Kohl's like a couple weeks ago and got some new nice socks, some nice Nike kind of athletic low-cut socks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I buy athletic socks. I do nothing athletically.
Well,
chase my kids around the house.
Yeah,
that's about it. I'll sprain an ankle doing that.
Yes.
But I'm already missing, like, have mixed-match pairs, and there's, I don't know.
You need one of those things on the wall that you hang on the wall with clips that says, you know, I forget what they say,
Here are my Monday socks, my Tuesday socks.
But if you lose, I'm like, you can clip the one up there, and then until you find its match.
Here are my Saturday socks.
I forget what they say, but.
No, I'm not hanging my socks.
Okay, well, then maybe you won't lose both pairs, or both sets, or both feet, I guess. You can put the one up until you find the other one, and then you'll have a match again.
Hashtag sock problems.
Yes, there you go. It's also National Receptionist Day, so shout out to
Joanne.
Yeah, Bike to School Day. It's a good day for that.
Joanne's gonna be mad we just referred to her as. She also owns RV Vines,
right, too. True, so. And it's also School Nurses Day.
All right.
On TV tonight, Survivor: Ghost Islands on at 8. Another castaway is voted out of the game tonight.
Yeah, someone's going home.
Modern Family's on at 9. Law and Order Special Victims Unit's also on at 9. Chicago PD's on at 10. And Jennifer Lopez will be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
J-Lo.
Yes.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got.
Jenny from the block.
She is still Jenny from the block. Yes.
In country news, Alan Jackson, Dierks Bentley, and Darius Rucker are among the musicians who will get special awards during the Academy of Country Music Honors.
The ACM Honors, yeah.
Yeah. Jackson, he's going to be recognized for being a multifaceted artist who has advanced the popularity of country music.
I'd say so, okay.
Bentley is going to get the Merle Haggard Spirit Award. And then Rucker's going to get an award for his philanthropy.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Tough word, too. I like that word.
It is.
He's a philanthropist.
There you go. And then the ACMs are going to be on August 22nd.
All right.
In Nashville. And then this is interesting. Lifetime Television is working on a documentary series and movie.
They've had a lot of weird shows recently.
About the allegations of abuse against R. Kelly.
Great.
Yes.
He recently had like a sex slave or something weird going on.
But they've been working on it for more than a year to tell the story of the women impacted by him.
That'll be must-see television. Lifetime also has a movie with the royal wedding coming up. Harry and
Meghan. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway.
Good. I'd rather watch that.
I don't know. That R. Kelly thing could be interesting.
I mean, what are they going to show on there?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. Is it rated R?
What are they going to say? Rated R for R. Kelly. I mean, what she did there. That's Babbling Brook.